For American troops in Iraq, a massive rotation is underway. Tens of thousands of soldiers and Marines are leaving, and nearly as many are moving in. For some of those incoming units, this is a return to Iraq after many months at home. As NPR's Ann Garrels reports, they will find a more difficult security situation and a population that is far less friendly than before.
The old adage, guests and fish smell after 3 days, pretty much sums up Iraqi attitudes to the continued American military presence.
The only thing that they're going to see, the American troop that sit on the turret, on the Humvee, he have his 50 cal loaded, just pointed at you.
26-year-old Salim Amer has worked as a translator for American troops since they arrived in Iraq almost 2 years ago. He's watched as increased attacks on American patrols have made the troops more suspicious and Iraqis less willing to have anything to do with the soldiers. He says continued ignorance by American soldiers about the country they're occupying has made this gulf worse.
The people that they're seeing on the street is privates, corporals, specialists, sergeants. Some people, they don't know even what the religion for this country or what the language that they speak.
Some U.S. troops do ask him how to behave with Iraqis, but there are others, he says, who don't care.
One of the Marines took one of the books from the Quran and asked me, what was this book? I told him, the Quran. He says, what was the Quran? I told him, this is the holy book for the Muslim. He take it and cut it to pieces.
During the assault on Fallujah in November, Salim says he watched as Marines he worked with looted abandoned houses and insurgent strongholds, in some cases stealing money. There have also been cases of alleged theft by American troops at checkpoints. Salim describes one case he witnessed in which an American Army officer took quick action to punish the soldiers.
The officer won't take the right decision with that thing. You know, it's everybody's reputation. And the way that they've been running things, it's been very good.
It is a clash of cultures and the humiliation of occupation that has upset Iraqis the most. Salman Hashim is Sheikh of the Khalidi tribe in Baghdad. His family lives near the airport where there have been repeated attacks on American troops. His relatives have been repeatedly detained by American soldiers, though no charges have ever been filed. Salman Hashim wants security, but he resents the way his family has been treated.
Because when there is an Iraqi authority, you can talk to him and he answers you. We both understand each other. You won't achieve freedom for me. How will you achieve freedom if we don't understand each other?
Captain Luis Alvarez, an intelligence officer in Baghdad with the 1st Cavalry Division, says American troops are being asked to do the near impossible.
At one street corner, they may be handing out backpacks to school children, and the next, they're rendering first aid to a soldier who was severely wounded. So it's a very wide spectrum of emotions that most soldiers go through on a daily basis. And to me, it is remarkable the extent to which the young, emotionally probably green soldier is able to handle that.
With an increase in attacks, fellow officer Captain John Nakata says there's a need sometimes to dehumanize Iraqis.
People who have to kill other people have to dehumanize the enemy in a certain amount of ways. At a personal level, really justifying to you why it's okay to take that person's life. It can manifest itself in a variety of ways, somebody being perhaps mean to somebody at a checkpoint.
Treat all vehicles parked on the side of the road as V-bids. Gunners, watch out for vehicles coming the opposite way on traffic or crossing over the median.
American soldiers on patrol are now wary of any car coming too close because of repeated suicide attacks. Mistakes happen. Innocent Iraqis have been shot or injured. Zayuni, a 5-year-old boy, lies in a coma. The Alajeli family panicked when they suddenly saw a patrol coming their way. The car drove off the road. Ali's son was seriously injured. Initially, he cursed the soldiers for not helping in the wake of the accident, which he blamed on the Americans. Eventually, through private contacts, he was able to get his son into the American military hospital in Baghdad's Green Zone. And his attitude softened.
I can't imagine such care, and really I don't know how to thank them.
However, most Iraqis don't see this side of the Americans. For some, like taxi driver Nadim Qadim, nothing the Americans can do will make them likable.
Since I was in primary school, we have always been told the Americans are the enemy of all nations.
But he and the overwhelming majority interviewed in Baghdad fear chaos without the American presence now. Abu Hassan, a businessman, sums up the Iraqi dilemma.
The Americans rescued us from one problem, which was the Saddam Hussein regime. Despite the fact that they are not welcome here, they cannot leave. We want them to leave, but at the moment, it's not in our interest for them to do so. That's the situation.
Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.